Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good evening and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Monday, April 29th, 2013. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are live. Yay! Today's show is really interesting because you all know that I love music, all forms of music, it doesn't matter. And I love hearing really great voices, and I am really, really excited to bring this young woman to you and everything. However, before we begin, I would like to just, you know, hope that you all had a wonderful weekend and was able to enjoy the beautiful weather. I would like to give a really, really round applause to my team for Saturday. They did an amazing show, Marilyn Ocasio-Medina and Steve Duncanson. They had a wonderful guest, Mr. Scott Schmarin. He came on the show. The show was phenomenal. I had a lot of feedback from people who listened to the show, and it was great. So I have to tell my I really appreciate the job that they did. Okay, now let's get into today's show. I have titled it Soul Singer because this young woman has a lot of soul and passion, and you can hear it in her music. And she is just amazing, and she has worked really, really hard. Not only is she a singer, she is also an actress. And she is really, really putting out some really good work. I don't want to take so much time up talking on her behalf because I would rather let her take the time out to tell her story. Her name is Amanda Holly, and please allow me the opportunity to bring to you Amanda Holly. Hello.
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 Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Girl, you got a lot going on, huh?
Oh, my God. Today was great. It was really awesome. It was one of those studio days, and it was just so creative and warm and inviting and crazy. yeah, certainly.
That's great. Now,
how are you?
I'm doing well. I am all right. No complaints. Even though it is Monday, I'm so excited about this show. I kind of like put all the other stuff to the side because I'm like, I got this to do. Now, tell my listeners a little bit about you. I did some reading and everything, but I want you to tell them a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I guess the main points would be that I'm first and foremost an artist, meaning that I sing, I play instruments, and write. I kind of came from a very interesting background of music and also, tragic circumstances that I think the music helped me to survive and overcome, or I know that. And at the end of the day, I'm in pursuit I wouldn't say just world fame, but I'm in pursuit of a global platform so I can really bring all these messages to each and every soul in the world, and as many people as I can touch. That's, you know, I love to sing. I love to sing to people. So that's overview.
Okay.
is what I live for.
Okay. Well, I can tell that you have a lot of passion behind your singing because you have such a soulful voice. And I played your song, I Know the Passion, to a group of people, and they were like, who is she? Like, who is she? And they really liked the song, and they kind of said that you were like a little bit of Mariah Carey, a little bit of Whitney Houston, and a little bit of Christina Aguilera.
Oh, that's really sweet. I'll take that compliment any day. I mean, I grew up listening to all kinds of music because my mom was a trained concert cellist, and you know, she went through a lot in her life that that really, we had a lot of ups and downs, but the best memories of my mom were when she was playing and when we were sitting in the orchestra pit, and then we would ride home and listen to CBS FM.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Motown music. And I mean, I like to really sort of blend all these influences together, but my favorite thing is obviously R&B soul music mm-hmm. in the most traditional sense, like Aretha and Gladys and Whitney and Mariah, you know, James Brown. I live on that stuff, and so I am eclectic, absolutely, because people can't quite place me, and my voice is really different. And when I was a kid, I would get up and I'd sing at these events, and people would just be like, you know, because I was like 8 years old, sounded like I was 20. But at the end, you know, ultimately, I'm really looking forward to using some of the great music of our history mm-hmm. in with I don't know, some modern innovation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, you do know. And the thing about it is, the simple fact of the matter is that you have so much of a strong musical background and history. You've played an instrument, so you understand how it works. You know the foundation, so you know what music is from its foundation. So when you sing, you can also kind of place yourself into the music, as opposed to just singing some tunes, you know, just singing words
that
are on the stage.
Well, thanks for that. That's an amazing observation. Yeah, I guess so. Because mm-hmm. I think about it as a whole, I really do, and I think about myself as being just another instrument
mm-hmm.
in the force that is the song.
Yes,
and I'm a part of that. I am that. I am the song. So.
You are the notes on the page. You're not just the singing in those, you are the notes. You feel them.
I sing because I sing. You know, I sing. Mm-hmm. I wake up singing and I go to bed singing and I do it in my sleep. I write in my sleep a lot of the times. And we have amazing things in the works for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It could be one of a few directions, but I am really, really surprised at the overwhelmingly positive response to what we are doing. And now we're just sitting the last pieces of puzzle together so that we can really get it to as many people as possible. I'd really like to reach billions.
I believe that you will. Now, you have two songs that I have listened to. And one is Soul Singer and the other one is I Know the Passion. Now, tell me a little bit about I Know the Passion.
Well, I Know the Passion is a really incredible song because it has an entire history of my family sort of wrapped up in it. And it's also a song that I just love to sing because, you know, everybody goes through that kind of love story where you know that it's wrong, but you refuse to love out of fear. And you just commit to it. You know, I know the passion and the pain. My aunt gave me that. I met my dad when I was 8. You know, I was estranged from him my entire life, except those two occasions. And he was a writer. He wrote The Sarah Vaughan. He wrote I Need You More Than Ever Now. And in his era, you know, the industry wasn't what it is now, and a lot of African-American musicians were taken advantage of. And so my dad didn't see his royalties from that. But mm-hmm. nonetheless, his name is on the record, and he was brilliant. And, you know, that's the memory that I'm going to have of him is, you know, other memories from when I sang to him, you know, in his last days. You know, he left on July 25th. He left the planet. But, you know, my dad wrote, and my aunt, his sister, I found out when I met her a year later, was a writer. And she discovered Stephanie Mills and trained her and got her in the Wiz, managed her, you know, wrote for her. And I realized that that the writing bug wasn't just me, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been writing since I could even say a sentence. I've been mm-hmm. writing. My mom has all these recordings from when I was a kid. So at any rate, to make a long story short, I decided I wanted to sing that song when I was 9.
Okay.
And, yeah, so it's my aunt's song, and it's really, really close to my heart. And I've, you know, every girl goes through the love thing, and every man knows what it's like to feel that passion and feel the pain. So that's why I think it's such a universal experience
mm-hmm.
that all of us have been through, and that's that song.
Okay, now I'm going to give our listeners the opportunity to hear that song. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Okay, this is Amanda Holly's I Know the Passion. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Thang.
So, you know what's so great about that is that that was one of the songs where I was like, no one's going to understand me. I love this song, but nobody's going to understand me if I record this. And my producer, Charles, his name's Charles Fuller, and he said, you know, what's she going to do for Rosie Smith and, like, so many incredible, unbelievable, timeless records. He said, you know, you have to do this. This is who you are. I said, how'd you know that? He's like, I can feel it. So that was a really, really great session, and I'll remember it forever.
Well, it's a beautiful song. And I'm getting a little hint of Angela Bofill in there, too. So you got something working.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
You know.
Now, you are music. You are a singer, but there's more to you. You're a singer. You're a writer. You play an instrument. You also act?
I do. I mean, that's always been a part of my life, too. It's been just playing out stories. I think that's probably what makes me the singer that I am, is the fact that I've worked with so many unbelievable actors one-on-one, and I've also been in so many wonderful plays. And so that's something that I want to visit down the road. I definitely want to go back and be, like, the first ethnic Christine Daae in Phantom of the Opera. And, you know, I really want to pave the way for little girls all around the world to know that they can see themselves as the stars of these shows, no matter what skin tone they are. Because a lot of times what happens, you know that things are classified, you know,
yeah,
different whatever type. But to me, I think we're all one race, and we're the human race. And I'm mixed with so many different things that I'm like a UN baby. So I really am looking forward to going back into acting, not just in films, which is definitely one of my goals. I definitely want to have my own bodyguard movie. What girl doesn't dream of having a movie like that, right? Where they can get up and sing those, like, amazing ballads and just, oh, my goodness. But maybe we'll have Johnny Depp instead of Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner is wonderful.
Maybe somebody else. You might find someone else.
Okay, yeah, we'll get Leo DiCaprio. You know what we should get?
Who?
Oh, my God. Oh. We should get Blair Underwood.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I want to be in that movie, okay?
Yeah, we got to send him a pitch. Actually, Blair, I got to meet Blair quite a few times last summer. One of my friends has Streetcar Named Desire on Broadway, which, I mean, the cool thing about Streetcar is that it was originally African American. It was about black slave owners, but the general public doesn't really know that about the show. But Stephen is like really, wow, he's really amazing with his with the work he's doing on Broadway. And Streetcar that was a great show, and now they have a new show. Anyway, I'll go. I'm like a checkerboard. I'm a musician, so you have to just stop me and be like, Amanda, shut up.
It's okay. It's fine, because I do understand that. I grew up in a musical background. I played an instrument myself. I went to performing arts high school.
Oh, what did you play?
The same high school as Stephanie Mills, okay?
What did you play?
I played the clarinet.
Awesome.
I played the clarinet.
And, that's awesome.
Yeah, and I have to say, I do understand. My sister played the flute, the saxophone. She wound up going to school to study classical music and became a jazz singer. Go figure.
That is spectacular. That's really, really awesome.
Yeah, so I do understand. You know, it's just that your mind clicks so fast. So you may think of one thing and your mind goes to something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, of the tree. They just keep on going.
Yes, yes. Now, what do you do in your spare time to take your mind away from certain things?
I shop. I love shoes.
Oh, no.
I love shoes. Obviously, right now, I'm an artist, so most of the, I would say about 90 hours a week, I'm working on this project.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, I eat, sleep, and breathe it, but when I need an hour, I'll definitely hit up some shops. And I don't care, they could be thrift stores or they could be high-end. I just enjoy seeing creations everywhere and putting them on. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then I'm very big into meditation and the spirituality. And, I mean, that's always been a part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I love yoga and I love to balance my chakras. You know, I'm total dweeb, and I read my Shakespeare on the weekends. I'm very interesting specimen.
You're diverse. You have diversity in your beliefs. You have diversity in the things that you do, and you a shoeaholic, okay?
Yeah, totally. I'm sure you understand, though, because chicks want to know one. I'm sure you've got an entire closet.
You need shoe rehab, okay?
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to have problems. Do you think Mariah has problems with shoes? I'm going to have a problem. So, you know, they're going to give me the shoes, and then I'm going to – I want to give my money to kids. That's – I mean, I'm actually – I mean, if you want to talk about hobbies, I'm actually working for a couple causes right now. For special needs children, and also for just children in need. I really want to have the global platform through which I can really make something happen. Right now, there are a few things that I have in progress that I think are going to be really special. And then I also have one of my songs is part of a really wonderful upcoming motion picture, which is the Joey Giorgello boxing story. And the song is called Champion, and it's really, really special. It's really close to my heart, and it was like definitely, it was definitely one of those channeled songs. Mm-hmm. And so Champion is going to be for, like, you know, the Super Bowl, Giants, Nike, or what, you know, NFL, whatever, the film first and foremost. And then aside from that, I'd like to use it for the New York foster kids, and we can use that because their slogan is be a champion.
Mm-hmm.
So that just seemed to be perfect, and it didn't occur to me until I saw that slogan, and I really was like, wow, because I've been talking about a few of these things. I have a few friends already starting some stuff with me, but I guess you'll be hearing about it as it unfolds.
Okay, great, great. That's excellent. Now, you have another song called Soul Singer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Soul Singer is just one of those accidental songs that fell out of the sky. Similar to what happened with Champion, and my co-writer on that guy was just fiddling around on the piano, I think, Guy Parker. He was just messing around the piano, and it was the end of the night, it was the end of the session. We had done some really wonderful work, and he just starts playing, I start singing, and all the words and the melody pretty much came out at the same time. There were a few holes in the lyrics, and it was funny because the lyric is, she didn't do it for the money, she didn't do it for the blank. She got to hear blank. And so Guy goes, oh, she didn't do it for the show. And he goes, the voices of the angels. And I just got the biggest chills. You wouldn't even believe the kinds of chills that I got. Because when I was a kid, I told my mom that I hear angel voices in my head singing. And that was something I said when I was 2 years old. I'll remember forever because we wrote a song about it. That was my first song, Angel Voices in My Head. So I never told anybody that story. Like, only my mom knew that story. And when Guy was just like, oh, my God, we had tears and everything. And so we finished that. And I think that's an anthem for everyone. I think that as the bridge says, everyone has a little soul singer inside to sing a sweet song in the rain, and everyone has a soul song lullaby to keep you company. And I think that everyone has that song inside of them that they just need to sing to the world, whether it be as a painter or as a poet or as a marketing executive or a builder. I think that every single one of us has a song inside. And we need to sing it. We need to let the haters go, as the hook says, and show the world what you know. And what you know isn't necessarily a knowledge thing. It's not necessarily, kind of school you went to. It's really what you know. You already know, and it's innate, and it's inside of you, and it's also connected to everything and everyone in this world. So that's what Soul Singer is. It's
okay.
And you can also sing it at karaoke, I guess. if you had a little too much wine, maybe.
Well, I'm gonna play it for our listeners, and they can make a decision. I really think this is a really beautiful song. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. This is Amanda Holly, Soul Singer.
Sing it to the world. Sing it from your heart. Oh, you're a singer. Sing it to the world. Well, she takes the other from the two by me. sing a sweet song in the spring. Everybody has a soul, soul, soul.
I'm sorry that I jump around so much, but I'm so excited to be talking to you and to your awesome listeners.
Oh, and, thank you. We're excited to have you. And you're not jumping around too much. I mean, it's not like I'm like pinning you down to certain things. I want you to be you, and that's what my listeners need to know. They need to know who you are, and this is just a good reflection of who you are. Your music, talking to you, this is a joy. Okay.
Okay.
It's a joy and a pleasure. Don't even.
I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, how can my listeners find you if they want to hear you live, or when is your album going to be coming out, and where can they, you know?
On May 22nd, which is just in a few weeks, we will be having a live show at Rockwood Music Hall with my awesome band. I'm really excited about them. And we're going to be doing between 11 and 13 songs. My MD, my musical director, has been with the OJs for 30 years as musical director. Patty LaBelle, like soul, you know. So he's trying to get me let's just vibe on this song a bit. But I keep throwing more songs at him, and he's like, well, I like that too. So I got him in the mess. So we'll be there at 8:30 at Rockwood Music Hall in New York City. That's for an album. There's so many different business components in the works right now. So it will be soon. But I can't put an exact date on it because it all depends on which way the wind blows. But when it does come out, you guys will know, and hopefully you'll be along for the journey with us as a team.
We would love that. Now, if people wanted to contact you, you know, can they follow you on Twitter?
Sorry. I see how I go around. So if you Google Amanda Holly, of course I'll pop up. At my website, listentoamanda.com, all my social links are up there. On twitter.com/listentoamanda, youtube.com/listentoamanda. You can actually see some of that live footage from prior shows. And if you want to come to this one, I can promise you it's going to be an amazing night. And we'll also be, I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/AmandaHolly online. I look forward to sharing music with you guys as things move forward, and I hope that you're along for the ride.
Yes, we would love that. We want to keep up with you and follow you, because I believe you have a very great career ahead of you.
Well, thanks. I want to do this for the next century at the minimum. So that's why I'm saying, you know, if it takes that right little recipe of every little thing coming together to make the perfect meal that'll last forever, that you could, you know, whatever. Anyway, I want to do this forever. I can't even make an analogy. I'm super at the studio all day. You know how many songs? Oh my God. There's so many songs running through my head right now, and now I have to write like I have to write down my concepts, you know, record some concepts for. Oh my God! But I have 1,000 in my phone alone. So how am I supposed to narrow it down? Like,
then it's like 15. I'm like, yeah, okay. Well, you're going to have to just throw the songs, their names up in the air and just pick. I put them in a jar and just pick them out.
Oh, no. You know what? Maybe that's the way. Okay. Anyway,
I'm sure they would all be great because of the fact that you have such passion. You can tell you can hear the passion in your singing. You can tell it by talking to you. You love what you do, and that is right there says that you're successful.
And whatever, music is everything.
Yeah, and whatever happens after this is just gravy because you love what you do, and that's what's important most of all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
So the music is everything. It's everything I am, and I just want to share it with the world.
Well, my listeners are going to enjoy it, and I want to thank you for this amazing opportunity, and I'm going to request that you please come back and join us.
Well, absolutely. I can't wait for my next visit, and we'll have lots of news at that point. So
yeah,
I'm really
excited. And we can talk more about shoes, okay?
Absolutely, yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, never mind. I don't want to go there. I was just thinking about this new pair of Jimmy Choos that I saw. You know, but right now, obviously, I'm not going to run around buying Jimmy Choo's when I'm, you know, everything is going into, every minute I have is going into the project.
Yes.
But it'll be nice. It'll be nice when he's sending me shoes. How about that?
There you go. There you go. You got it right, okay? We're putting it out in the universe and see.
All women love shoes.
Thank you. And those that say that they don't, they're lying, okay?
Because every, you know, my girlfriends, anytime I go, how do you wear those shoes? I say, put them on your feet. They don't want to take them off. even though I have a big foot, because my friends all have smaller feet than me. Everybody has smaller feet than me. I'm like a 10. So people put their feet in my big shoes and they won't take them off. I'm like, well, I don't get it. See? I told you so.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Yes, it was a pleasure, Amanda. And please come back. I have really enjoyed having you on the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
And I would like to give Camille Evans her, thank you for allowing this opportunity to happen.
Yeah, Camille has been a godsend. She really has.
Yes, she is amazing. So that's our show for today. And everyone, Miss Amanda Holly.
Bye, guys. Have a beautiful evening.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.